episode 12 of the Sports Blizzard. We got a full house here in studio, and I'm going to get to the sponsors in just a second. But before I do, to my right, he's on Philly Influencer now. He's on Good Day Philadelphia. He's doing all kinds of stuff. The one, the only, often imitated, never duplicated. Mike Diaz, what's up, buddy?
TTP, Robbie.
Oh, yes, sir. We'll talk about that.
No, we really won't.
But. And next to him, he filled in nicely on the Rob V show last week, his maiden voyage with me. Pops, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
And a fresh off his trip from Costa Rica.
Tankerica.
Number one in your program. Number one in your hearts. Number 78 in your programs. Philadelphia Eagle Great. How's Thomas?
Yeah, how you guys doing here on this? I think I brought some sunshine back with me. Is it 44 degrees today?
Well, there's just a glow about you. You walk in a room, you're smiling, feeling good.
I've been alleviated. My pipes have been cleaned in the whole shebang. I'll just leave it at that.
That's for the Rob V show.
Yeah.
And also sitting in, I don't know how much he's going to contribute, but Connie decided to stay. Hi, Connie.
Hello, everyone.
Nice to see you, gorgeous. Let's go through the sponsors, of course. I'm going to get this right. I'm going to spice it up a little bit because I got ripped away. I did the sponsors last week.
Yeah, you did stick up the drink.
Yeah, so I'll try to do a better job this time. Like your old coach used to say, I'll try to do a better job.
Right. Not my coach.
he was your coach.
Rob, you got to do a better job.
He was your head coach.
You got to do a better job.
He was the head coach. My coach was Jim Johnson.
Okay,
so. And Tommy Brazier.
Okay, the guy that was just there when you were on the same team.
He was just in place. Okay. We lost the game 6-3. Continue.
Sponsor the Sports Blizzard. Can't forget our friends at Miller Lite. And if you're not drinking Miller Lite, make sure you drink Yards, which is they got their brew over here in Northern Liberties. And if you're not drinking Miller Lite and you're not drinking Yards, drink Stateside Vodka, their distillery right here in Fishtown. And we got to get the Quinn sisters in because A, they're fun to look at, and B, I need more vodka in this place. So Quinn sisters, we got to get you down here. Bucks County Baseball Company, 422 Jeep in Limerick, Cavanaugh's Restaurants. All the Cavanaugh's are open except the one on Delaware Ave, which opens when, Diaz? Is that
at the end of April?
End of April. I thank you very much. Ooh. Of course, our great friends, our favorite place to hang out in the city, the one, the only, Delilah's.
Haven't been there in a while.
We need to make an excuse to go because it's always fun.
What happened? What's wrong? What's wrong, Diaz?
I just haven't gone.
Okay.
We got football season.
We'll continue with the sponsors. We'll get to that.
Bourbon Blue. We love Bourbon Blue. The Bayou and Cactus, Manioc Sports and Social Club, and of course our boy Ken Davies, City Fitness, all the locations, Northern Liberties, Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and East Market. Phone lines are open, 215-716-1108. Hollis, was that better doing the sponsors?
That was a lot better.
Thank you.
It was spicy.
I'm easing in.
Yeah, it was spicy, and you reeled the people in for a little bit.
That's what I tried to do.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. You didn't just call them out like you were in class and you were mad because the teacher asked you to read out loud.
Anywhere in particular you boys want to start? I know I had a list.
I'd probably get Phillies. We could probably start with that because they're in the offseason. Not much to talk about.
Well, wait a minute. You forgot the Flyers.
3-0. Three in a row.
Yeah, our Flyers minute.
Flyers minute.
They're in season, though.
Yeah.
They won three in a row.
They won three in a row. This is the 43rd edition of We Coming Back or something. What was that?
That's right. If your hockey team wins three games in a row in a forest and no one sees it, did it really happen? Right? You know. So whatever. Move on.
And now we're going to the Phillies now.
Yeah. And there is a lot to talk about the Phillies, though.
Well, we got
Roy Halladay just got into the Hall of Fame today.
Okay. Yeah, congratulations to him. Well, I was more or less going to get into the ballpark and the different things at the ballpark now.
Hold on.
Look at Hollis. I didn't know this would be a hot button topic.
I don't start that shit because he's the fucking owner talking about something. He's not talking about something. I got some lights and stuff to fix. Like, what the fuck? You going to go to Home Depot to fix up to the stadium? You need to be getting players in there. Fuck that. All the other stuff. We have great food. There's only so many ways you could tenderize a piece of meat.
Tenderize that bitch.
Well, I think what we're talking about is the old McFadden's, RIP. We had so much fun out there back in the day. Now that's being transformed into what? There's the Shake Shack. It's going to be a beer garden.
Let me rephrase what I said. We asked the owner about free agency, and he started talking about the shit that you're talking about now.
Yeah. I mean, because he said, what was his quote? Stupid money?
He's spending stupid money. But before that, he said.
He didn't say on what, though, did he?
Yeah, but now he didn't say what he's going to be spending stupid money on. But we had in an interview when they talked about what was he going to do to better the team, he started talking about bettering the stadium.
Yeah.
And
that's a
fucking distraction. That's like, I want to know what, are you a step closer to signing Manny Machado or Bryce Harper?
But here's the thing. If they already put an offer out and they're not accepting it, what do you want them to do? Hit him with a hammer and drag him over here?
Have they put an offer out there?
They had to have.
I don't know. Remember the door was locked when fucking Manny Machado came in, right?
Well, yeah. I don't think Machado is interested in here. It's more like this is a leverage town.
Right.
Harper, you know.
Well, his leverage don't sound too good.
It matters what these guys want to do. Do they want to get the most, obviously what they want to do is make the most money with the greatest chance of winning.
Right.
But they're not going to get the two of those. What do they want more? Now, they could certainly win here.
Right.
You know, but if, you know, the Yankees aren't interested in Harper, there's definitely something going on with this whole contract collusion, free agency, something.
Do you think the Dodgers are interested in Harper?
They wouldn't be surprised. You know, Harper's from Vegas. Mm-hmm. It's close to home. They've been in the World Series the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean,
where does he want to go?
Yeah, where does he want to go?
Nobody knows.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. It's a weird dynamic because he's the hottest bitch going right now. He's the bitch that everybody's trying to get. And he knows it, basically. So he's going to wait till the last waking minute. They're waiting on their first top guy to flinch and sign a contract to see where everybody else falls.
The problem with that league, too, is that, I mean, everyone's talking about there's going to be some sort of labor unrest, you know, with 2020 or something like that. And I agree, and I'm always on the player's side. Anyone that's ever on manager's side, it's ridiculous. You go to watch the games and you spend the money on the players.
Yeah.
If the money doesn't go to the players, it goes to the ownership and the team. And they're allowed to make money, and they should. Yeah. I'm not saying that they shouldn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if there's a problem like this, what happens is what most teams do is they lock up their younger players, somewhere right around now with Nola with arbitration.
Right.
Phillies, why are you going?
Just pay him.
You always lose in arbitration, Phillies. You always lose.
But what? He's your best player.
Yeah.
They're bitching over $3 million. Just give him the money.
Yeah,
he's the best player on your team.
And no one's talking about that. And
the jacked up part is
they all go through the arbitration, and this is actually a bit of an exclusive.
This goes to show when everybody keeps fucking talking about, am I rooting for fucking Andy Reid? Fuck no. I don't know why, because he was a GM and he was supposed to pay. When you tell a player you need a player and you can't do without him, you're supposed to pay him like that. You don't pay other motherfuckers as bums that's coming in off the motherfucking street that ain't been here. It's just like you kicking sand in your own guy's face, and then you telling me that you need me, and then I can't go nowhere.
Now
everybody keeps talking something. I was like, I don't care. I'm not rooting against him. I was like, but I don't give a fuck if he wins one. I don't get to go back and win one. He fucked up my opportunity. And everybody else who rooting for him fucked up too, because they should be rooting for the same thing. He fucked over our chances.
Chino XL.
Fuck that. It's like motherfuckers came out talking about some sour grapes. No fuck stick. I was playing at the top of my career, and this bitch played.
Preach, Charles. Preach.
So don't bring me that crap about. It's like, and then everybody wants to talk about loyalty. You can't be a coach and tell a player that you can't do nothing about his contract when you're also the VP and you're a vice president and you're the fucking GM. You can't tell a player that I can't do nothing about your contract. Bitch, yes, you can.
Loyalty.
And then don't tell your punk ass wife to quit telling everybody else wife to just be happy that we had the Super Bowl and things may turn out a little differently.
Yeah, that was ugly.
Well, did anyone see?
We took a turn. We went from the Phillies to Hollis and issues with Andy Reid.
No, because everybody kept. When I was in Costa Rica enjoying my vacation, and they asked me.
By the way, the phones will work here tonight. I know they
work
in Costa Rica.
They'll
work. 215-716-1108.
Well, what went down was I called when I'm on vacation. I call in the morning show, and Angelo knows the high button is that
Andy Reid
and my mom's the one who told me that he was a snake in the grass, and so it was just like one of the things where. When the dust settles, it's like you don't tell a person. And I started thinking about it the whole time she told me. And then I slowly watched him slowly try to fuck me. And it felt like I was supposed to take it.
Yeah.
I took a little bit, but I didn't like it.
But the thing about it is, like, the way we were raised, your first impression is normally your last. And from what I was told from him was, how did you feel about him from the transition from Ray Rose to Andy Reid? And he said he felt like Hitler.
Yeah,
and if he says,
let me just say this right here. I had 23 minutes into the show before Hollis went off on the Andy Reid talk.
Yeah, but
and like for it to come in late, on the Phillies game.
I've never seen him that angry.
What it stems from is building a championship caliber team.
Yeah, right.
When you build a team, it's like everybody's always talking about family. You don't treat your family like that.
No.
You don't say we need you. Are you playing little bullshit games with them? Like a lot of people was wondering why was fucking Barry Gardner and Blaine Bishop checking Jared Vicious? You want to know why?
Because LeVon Kirkland.
Because Sean Barber was in a contract dispute with these bitches.
Yeah, hold on.
And they weren't playing them.
And then to basically piggyback off that, when he got traded, we were both in Houston, and I was talking to him. Wait. Long before that, when he actually took a pay cut, I was against it, but I wasn't his agent. I let him go on about his business. A few players that have left here, and all of them have echoed the same thing. I trust Andy Reid.
I trusted Andy
Reid. When T.O. was here, he was a dick. He was a douchebag. I never really liked him because I felt like 49ers, which is my team, ran Jerry Rice off for him.
Right,
and I didn't like that. He dropped too many passes, and he was cancerous to a team. But if everybody can remember or replay it back in their mind, as long as he talked about Donovan McNabb or anybody else within the organization, it was fine. But the moment he told Michelle Tafoya, if I'm not mistaken, that she asked him why did he sign his initial contract, and he said, I trusted Andy Reid. When Jeremiah Trotter left here, he had an issue with Andy Reid. When Deuce Staley left here, he had an issue with Andy Reid. When Mike Lewis was in his last year here.
I did not think we'd get on this topic tonight.
I knew we would in the AFC, around AFC.
Mike Lewis left here. Mike Lewis, they ran his name through the mud. And I was talking to my brother about it. And he said, what it is they think it's contract year for him. So what they would do is basically bench you and make you seem like you're not as good as you are in order to drive your value down to keep you with the team.
They
at
put
a cheaper
way,
price.
Put it this way: this is the way the bitches play. It was a player. He was visiting. He was a highly talented player. Becoming a free agent from with the Eagles. He was out in Kansas City, and that's why Andy Reid continues to carry Rick Bucker over with him. He's kind of his tell-all, but apparently, what I was told was while the said player was sitting in the office, the training staff, i.e. Rick Burkle, called and said, "You're looking at damaged goods." Damaged. So it's like
just to keep him
from signing them. And then put it this way, I was here with William Fuller.
Yeah.
I said the whole case in point is I said that the Eagles would never win a title until they got rid of Andy and Joe Banner.
Yeah, because basically
you don't run business that way. If you're somebody's boss, you don't treat your workers like crap because you're going to get a horrible product.
I mean,
you treat them with respect and dignity and within reason. It's like you're not supposed to let nobody walk all over you. I was like, but you're supposed to treat people with respect, with the basic respect and common sense. Don't tell me you need me, and then pay me lower than the person who's doing less than me.
And then you bring
a
guy in that's injured, i.e. Javon Kearse, and give him $66 million. He said he was surprised or shocked that they offered him that much when he actually signed it.
Yep. So I was like, it's one of those things you got to take. That's actually what Howie and them doing, start taking care of home. Just taking care of the homegrown people, that they would build some people up, and then everybody would leave because you know they got angry. No, not even get angry. You just get fucked over in contract negotiations.
Yeah, when Doug Brzezinski left.
Let's go back to the Phillies.
Oh yeah, sorry about that.
I just want to talk about.
No, that's good. We're gonna clip that out.
Wait. Yeah, can I tag like TMZ and Andy Reid in that today?
Yeah, yeah.
Put that up there.
We're gonna put that on Barstool.
Put that on Barstool.
So
Hollis Thomas saying the way it is. It's real talk.
What happens though with the Phillies and baseball in general is now you probably know better. Is it 3 or 4 years before arbitration?
I think it's four years.
Mm-hmm. and then they go into arbitration, and it's just one or the other. There's no negotiation. I want $16 million, you want to pay me $13 million. Mm-hmm. We go in front of a judge, plead our case, you know, the agent does, and you get 60 to 30. The Phillies lose this all the time. And what most teams do is if you are at that point of arbitration, whether they're really really good or just a guy you want to keep around,
it's year three.
It's year after year three. So what you do is you lock them up for this. They're usually around 24, mm-hmm. 25 years old. You lock them up for 6 years.
Like they did the Winky. What's it? They did
yeah,
the Winky.
Scott Kingery.
Yeah, that, yeah. That was,
now, he didn't have a great year last year, but he's real young.
He's going to be a stud. He's going to be a flat-out stud.
I hope so.
I'm telling you right now.
I hope so.
But what
I'm holding, put it this way, I'm holding you fucking accountable because I thought he should have got. See, the thing is, I felt like he should have got sent back down just for one general purpose. You don't coddle the motherfucker for playing bad. You have to send him back down so that.
What had they coddle him?
They kept him up. He was sticking up the joint.
Yeah. But see, as a young player,
you got to mess up.
You do have to mess up. Well, but sometimes
well,
you
the
have
thing
to go
about it
down.
In baseball, I think you can only send him down like maybe three teams.
Well,
I think
the way his
like
contract
that.
Is, I don't think they could have sent him down.
Yeah, because you send the guys down and you're messing up their money, and they're actually pitching good.
Yeah.
So that when I say stuff like that, it's like that's the type of shit. It's like you asking somebody else to take pickup, but it's somebody else that's fucking stinking up the joint, and you're looking at them like, really?
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to this whole contract thing. So
okay.
So basically, what happens is you go to arbitration. They have 3 years of arbitration,
damn,
and then
dude,
they be a free
what
agent.
The hell are
you? But you can re-sign them at any point, right? You don't have to go to. Arbitration. You could sign them to a long-term deal whenever, at any point. Their rookie year, their second year, you could do that at any point. And what most teams do is
but who does?
In some cases, like just bear with me, like mm-hmm. like Scott Kingery and
Judge just went through arbitration, didn't he?
You don't.
I'm just out of curiosity.
You don't. No. He's only in the second year. That was the second year last year.
You sure?
Yeah. Aaron Judge has only been in the air for 2 years, right?
Yeah. Something
in the league,
like that.
It shouldn't get to arbitration.
Thank you.
That's what it shouldn't do. It shouldn't get to arbitration because also, from the team perspective, you want to have a cost certainty. You want cost control. You might be, quote, unquote, overpaying in the short term. But in year five or six, you're going to have a great deal.
How do you know that, though?
Like I mean, Jimmy Rollins' deal.
But
like Chase Utley's deal.
Right, but speaking in terms of upper management and everything like that, you could have an issue where it could be like Sam Bradford.
No.
He went rookie of the year.
Pops, I
the bottom fall out that bullshit.
I know, but Pops, what I'm saying is if you believe this guy is part of your long-term future and a cornerstone player,
right.
You lock them up. Now, Pops.
They already locked up
Pops,
because you have
them. Pops, hold on for a second.
I'm listening.
I understand.
Wait, hold on. Let me have your ideas. What he's saying is when you lock this guy up, pay him fair.
That's the
fairly.
Purpose. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Pay him fairly.
Right.
And that's basically what you're saying.
That's the purpose of a rookie contract. You still have to earn your keep. If you fizzle out within the first 3 years, Markelle Fultz, why the fuck am I going to pay you $75 million over 7 years?
You're missing my point. We're talking about Aaron Nola right now.
Okay.
We're talking about Aaron Nola, okay. who they believe, and we all believe, and we think
right.
he's good. Now, you're right. He could fizzle out.
Right.
But
right.
Or you identify someone, and this was like a Joe Banner special back when Hollis was with the team, when there wasn't this yet. Now you have to wait to after their third season before you can offer
because
Damon Moore?
Well, yeah,
he got hurt before.
Yeah,
they kept
signing guys early on.
Right.
And the guys – It's kind of like this. If they offer me all that money up front, you run the risk of outplaying a contract and still being locked in. Because as a man, when you sign a contract, even though you might everybody else might the pay scales might go up
right.
as what y'all, but you run that risk as you're taking that money up front.
That's right.
So that's why I hate when you hold out. It's like because when they gave you all that cheese up front, that fat ass shake up front, everything was peachy keen. But then, he was the biggest thing going.
That's right.
And after you let that fizzle out, and then everybody else is getting new money, now you want to act like a chump and hold out because you want new money, but you're only a year or two into your new contract.
And that, I mean, the NFL is all squirrely with that. And that's
yeah.
the one thing when we're talking about sign. You know, if we want to just, I hope we don't. Go full into Wentz talk, but you know Wentz is going to do this. Just that dumb article. I don't even think we need to. I don't even want to talk about that.
You don't really even have to talk about the article, but
it's irrelevant. It's not important.
The one thing about. I mean, when you read it, what you have to do know that it's some truth.
I bet the quotes are real. It's just it's a hit piece. Like the guy, I mean, I don't know.
Let's say it was six or seven guys out of a whole. That's not enough.
It was 11. It was 11. That's one sixth of the team.
I didn't read the article, but here's my. I've been hearing a lot of a buzz about the whole thing, and here's my take on it. I think that it just seems like the media itself is trying to sway front office into getting rid of Wentz.
And the guys, guys that did say they're fucking cowards. They're fucking cowards.
See, I do hate this. That's why I was like, put your name on it. If I don't. It's like, and I understand the stance of not wanting to get fired. It's like, because we can say that because we don't work there.
Yeah.
It's like,
okay, but I'm not gonna
tell somebody something. I'll say something about it. If I'm gonna say something about it, I'm gonna say something about
right.
it. But if I don't want to, it's like, you don't want to rustle feathers. You see shit going on. It's like, okay, case in point, I'm not on the squad. But what the fuck was he going out when we was in L.A.? What was he going out as captain for? It's not, you're not from
LA.
Well,
whose decisions is that?
Who the fuck cares?
The fact that you wanted a uniform.
Sit your ass down. It's not about you.
But what
it's
if,
not about,
what if
it's
Mal,
not about
I understand what you're saying.
It's not, it's a, and I understand him just being there is the leader. Sit your ass down. You're not even playing.
But
sit your
ass
down.
I have two questions to ask you. Back in the day, let's say the same thing with Donovan. You were playing in LA, right?
Yeah, but if the thing was, if we were at home.
Yeah.
That would have been cool if we were at home.
Yeah.
That's you're on the road. Don't nobody fucking.
But what I'm saying is, let's say that Brian Dawkins comes out and says, yo, let's let Donovan be the captain tonight. Are you guys going to say no?
Well, a lot of injured players didn't travel, did they?
No, we didn't travel. Sit your ass down.
The injured players didn't travel.
Sit your ass. We about to go to battle. We don't need to charge him up. You're not playing. What do we have to have you charged up for?
But you don't know if the players said that.
Sit your ass down. Right. We do not need you charged up.
I don't think that this is that big of a deal.
I think the
very worst is a couple of guys on the team, you know, don't
it's
like
more than
it.
A couple.
And that's okay. Right. That's right.
Okay, so
let's say there's eight. All right.
It's probably more than that.
So these sources were teammates?
Yep.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, well there was 11 players and about
unnamed
sources.
Right.
Unnamed sources.
But my thing as a player, if I'm like a third or fourth string center and I said they put my name on it, my ass is on the chopping block.
I'm the first thing smoking.
Especially if they decide to keep him.
I do want to say something with Hollis. So here's my thing. So let's on the article they didn't. He didn't say that. He should have said, "Did these players go and talk to Carson about the issue?" That wasn't said. That's number one where they went wrong.
That's
number one.
Well, there was a lot of like journalism problems. Mm-hmm. He didn't give the Eagles enough time to reply.
Yeah, he called like 20 minutes before.
Right.
The
playoff. Yeah. Yeah.
But then my follow up is, Hollis, if you whoever your quarterback you play, if you had an issue with him,
right.
I would think that you would go to the quarterback if there is something you didn't like before you went to the media, right? Mm-hmm. Would you have a conversation with him about anything?
It actually depends because they just not like the way he flows. It's like it's just a thing, and you never get teammate and homie mixed up. I work with you. I don't have to take your punk ass home.
Yeah.
It's like, so it's like I work with you unless it's something that has to do with the game.
But then with the team, would you go talk to him?
Well, if he's messing something up.
Yeah.
Or I say he keeps turning. I'm not gonna say nothing about him, but he keeps turning the ball over. I'm gonna look at him sideways to his next life. But it's just certain things that you kind of just stay. You're supposed to stay in your lane unless somebody is being disrespectful to you, or some things going on. That's the offensive side of the ball. So I feel like it's some offensive players. There's only one player over there with over 100 catches.
Yeah,
that's the only fucking happy player over there.
Yeah.
So you take your pick at who was saying what.
Yeah.
Yeah, but couldn't Zach Ertz bitch at the same
he was
at the
his
same
best,
reason?
He was his best man.
Yeah, but then
he was his best man.
But Nick Foles had his boy.
Who?
Alshon Jeffries. He was
throwing
him.
But didn't everybody else Nick Foles complete to seven different players
If you look at the numbers, he actually Carson Wentz did spread the ball out. If you go look at it,
no, you can go
look
it
up. Look at that motherfucker.
Spread
it out. Look at that shit.
Hold up for a second. Hold up for a second.
Get the fuck out of here. Because you can go look at the one game that was on TV.
Yeah.
Fucking tight end gets 17 targets. What the fuck do they do that?
Well, there's. I talked about this last night on the Philly Influencer Pod.
Okay.
And the stats. And this is, you know, I'm a stat guy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, though.
We got 3 minutes. We can take our first break.
Okay. The stats do back up, the stats on paper back up that Alshon's distribution was the same in between.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, but we watched the games, and we know there was a difference. It was an obvious difference.
Obvious difference.
You know, I don't know if these are throwaways
The obvious fucking difference was? One of them came back and was 5-1, and one of them was 5-6.
By the way, how'd Nicky do against that Saints game? He lost that fucking game for us. The offense
really
sucked. He threw
he
a
really
horrible pass. Oh,
did.
Fuck. Kyle, come
out
on.
Of here.
Stop
Wait a minute.
It.
Wait a minute.
You're better than that.
You're better than that. Get the fuck out of here.
My question is, the defense don't hold any liability?
When the offense can't score and the defense is on the field, the whole game, that's a problem. That's a problem.
When you give up a fucking 12-minute drive.
117 yards.
Nick Foles, they could have went up 21-0. Zach Ertz is wide open. His rag arm underthrows him and throws that horrible pass, and then he can't get the offense going.
Come on, buddy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Come on, buddy.
Yeah, the score was 14-11.
Well, yeah.
You give up a 13-minute drive, 170 yards.
And they were winning at that point in time.
Yeah, that third.
And he was taking it back down for the game-winning drive there.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't play great.
Yeah, exactly.
But he didn't play terrible. You're
exactly.
missing
him.
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here.
That offense looked like
they
dog
lost.
Shit.
They lost because
you know
of that third quarter drive.
Exactly.
And that was an 11.5-minute drive.
You know how the offense looked like dog shit? Because they had
Nick
Wentz.
Foles was the quarterback?
No, because Wentz was over there calling the play.
Yeah, right.
No, that's not the play.
Run
past the Ertz.
When Carson's back to being an MVP, none of you motherfuckers are allowed on the bandwagon.
There's no fucking bandwagon.
None of you motherfuckers. You ain't allowed on there.
I've never been on there.
I ain't never been on a motherfucking bandwagon.
You're not allowed to root for your old team. When you're back rolling again.
I can root. I will root for the Eagles. Fuck your bandwagon though.
Fuck
I'm you. I'm about who playing well. And I said if he gets back to that form, I'm cool with him starting. But if not, then he's pressing too much to try to be like Nick Foles. And what does Nick Foles has that he doesn't have? Boom shakalaka, number one, Chief Rocker.
Nick Foles got a rag arm who can't stay healthy, and he's going to go somewhere else and go 500. Okay.
Nick, who's your mama?
What? Yeah. Okay. Who's your mama?
Championships.
On that note, we're going to take our first break. We'll be back with more of the Rob V. I mean, sorry, we'll be back with more of the Sports Blizzard. On Green Legion Radio, greenlegion.com. I was going so well. Sorry about that. We were talking and yapping, and we're back on the Sports Blizzard, episode 12.
This is a station identification. Rob, you need to get your shit together, or else I'm going to start quarterbacking this motherfucking show, and you're just going to be the motherfucking engineer.
I was ready to go until he goes, hey, is so-and-so off Twitter? You threw me off.
Look here. I don't want to call you a fuckstick.
This is a pro shop over here, okay?
Yeah.
This is a pro podcast.
Get your shit together, man. You get one job. One job.
And I got more. I'm like a babysitter with you guys.
That is technically true.
Yeah, that's really kind of what I am.
He's a kicker.
Let's move on to the Sixers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They blew out the Rockets two nights ago. They're playing the Spurs tonight. Mm-hmm. Of course, there is no Jimmy Butler again. Is Ben Simmons, we getting official? Is he playing or not playing?
Ben Simmons?
He had an upper respiratory thing, I heard.
I haven't seen any updates. Okay. I mean, I get
they're a 3.5-point favorite tonight.
Hey, is Markelle Fultz playing?
Yeah, Markelle Fultz back on the bench.
He's back on the bench.
So when's he
going to
play?
For as weak-willed as he is, he's got some fucking balls to stand up and, like, laugh when James Harden throws an air ball after throwing 37 points on. Did anyone see that? James Harden hit.
Now you start to sit. Now you start to sit.
Holy
like,
shit. I'm like, what are you doing? Sit the fuck down.
Yes. You
Markelle Fultz.
You brought him to the party. So.
I know. You brought him to the party. It's like, who brought this motherfucker?
Well, you know who else is on the bench?
Who's that?
Which is nice, too, is Zaire Smith. So maybe he's going to start working into it. I don't know. Hey, listen, the last three games, they've played great. That Saturday night game was a heartbreaker, but they were down 15 points. They came back and tied it. They went against OKC.
Yeah.
Can you believe they have – I didn't know this. I'm sure we've all seen it. Can you believe they haven't beaten that team since 2008?
Yeah, I knew that already.
Russell Westbrook's a bitch, by the way.
He is a bitch.
You just realized that?
And you got to love JoJo.
You gotta realize that from last season?
But here's the thing.
Hold on. Yeah, you don't remember a game from last
season? No,
I remember. You remember when Russell Westbrook, like he scored, or somebody hit the game-winning shot or something, and he told Embiid to go home? He said, I am home. And then Joel Embiid with his interview, he's like, if I shot that many shots, we would have killed him.
Yeah, that's right.
He's talking about Russell Westbrook shooting like 40 or 50 shots.
Did you hear what he said after this one?
What did he say?
So they said, you know, what went on with you two? And he said, I don't know. He's always up in his feelings.
Is that what Joel Embiid said?
Yeah.
But I wish Joe was a little bit more like, fuck you when he gets like, come on, you want to come with me?
Let's go.
I mean, back to the 90s NBA, which motherfucker just gets hit.
Now it's like if JoJo whoops his, I know if JoJo just whoops his ass, like why did he beat up the other guy?
He deserves it because he was running his mouth.
I think it's just more or less they're more or less like the 90s type players when it comes to trash talking. Those two. In particular.
Harden's a bitch too.
Yeah.
He did hang 37 on his own.
No, he did. But if you're gonna run, if you're gonna go after somebody, you back it up.
No,
like, all right, let's go, bitch.
No, yeah. What Harden's doing is amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, he's those last. I don't know if they played last night or not, but
no, they didn't play last night.
But they you know, the last four games, his last four games, he scored 200 points.
I don't put any.
Without Clint Capella.
I don't put any stock into what he does because he's done that before, and then he fucking folds in the playoffs.
Like
until you actually show up in the playoffs and do that, You know, I mean, because I would love to see it in the playoffs where they get rid of Golden State, because they're like a thorn in my ass right now with just constantly winning and building and building and building. Nothing wrong with being a great winner and everything like that, but when you have a team like the Houston Rockets talking about they're gunning for the Warriors, yeah. and then you don't fucking show up. He showed his true colors to me back when who were they playing? The Clippers. They were down.
And he was on the bench.
Yeah, they were down 19 points game five, and they were in this down in the series, 3-1, and they came back and won.
And he was on the bench
the whole time.
Yeah,
the whole time. I'm just not a.
No, I hear you. I mean,
he just disappears. I mean, I ain't trying to kiss no old.
Remember when Scottie Pippen, Scottie Pippen sat down after that playoff series against the Magic, I think it was in like '94.
It was the Knicks where Tony Kukoc hit the game when
Exactly. Actually, that's something totally different. Scottie Pippen had already fucking proven itself.
Boom.
And you bring Tony Kukoc from Croatia
to Croatia
for the game-winning shot, and that was supposed to be Scottie Pippen's team, right?
Yep. So he had actually
that's
had a
right. totally different.
It's kind of like Markelle Fultz wanted to be a diva like now.
Yeah.
Versus
I love it.
No, I love it.
I want my number one overall picks to be divas, even if they haven't done shit.
Exactly. But versus Klay Thompson, who's got 3 titles now, and he just hit 10 of 11. He's a beast. That's kind of what it equates to. That's basically what he said.
And you don't hear nothing from him. You don't hear a lot of the cockiness out of Klay Thompson. He just go out there and ball.
Yeah, and that's what I like.
So let's take a real quick look here before we move back to football.
Okay.
The Sixers schedule. I got shit. There's two things I got shit the other day online for. I'm a very online person.
Okay.
The first.
Oh yeah, we know.
The first thing I got shit online.
Out of the Green Legion social media, everybody.
Yeah. So.
Which was my idea, but keep going.
Well, yeah, but, talent. Shots talent fired. Rises.
Yeah, just keep going.
Cream rises to
Where'd
the top.
Where'd you learn how to be talented with me?
Shots
keep going.
Fired.
So the first thing is I had said this is an insane, terrible schedule that they've got coming up, this 12-game stretch that they're in the middle of. Mm-hmm. And people are like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. They went from Indiana to OKC to Houston to the Spurs tonight, Denver, Lakers, Golden State, back at Sacramento, home for Toronto, home for Denver, home for Lakers, home for Boston the next night. Like that, every one of those teams is top four team, except the only bad teams like is Sacramento, who is one game over 500, and the Knicks that are terrible. But that's the last game on the road, second half of a back to back.
The Lakers also they're
not. But and that's true. Lonzo went out. Yeah. LeBron was supposed to come back this week. That's what they were saying. Who knows? Now, if LeBron's not there, I'm not worried about the Lakers. I'm not. But
well,
still, it's a road game.
It's
a road game. I just said, hey, listen, if they can go 7-6 on that 13 game, I'm really happy. They're 3-1 right now. I'm like, I'd be happy with 7-6.
Don't they got Corey Brewer now?
Yeah.
Did you watch the game on Monday night?
Yeah, I watched it.
Good veteran defensive guy.
He's good. Out of Florida, University of Florida.
He's got that Tyson Chandler, Robert Covington disease of the incredibly skinny legs. It's weird.
No, he's a small guy.
He's like 6'8" or something.
I'm not checking out his physique.
I know, that's what I was about to say. But you're talking about somebody that's 7 feet tall that you.
No, I mean, he's. He's a pro. Everyone says he's a great guy.
Yeah, he's cool.
One thing I don't get about this is about the Corey Brewer signing is they signed him to a 10-day deal. He hadn't played this year. He was off the street. 10-day deal. We have an extra roster spot. Mm-hmm. Roster spot. And then they're saying, well, yesterday or during the game, they're probably going to sign him for another 10-day. And it's like, why? We have the roster spot. Just why can't you fill out your roster?
You remember what I said? How you treat people? It's like you got like if I'm playing on this squad, I was like, we have this fucking loser of a first round pick sitting next to me, and doing nothing, and we need help. We need help drastically. It's like you get. It's only so much you can expect from the rookies, and our bench is meager. It's pretty much meager restitutions now since the two guys we lost, since we lost them, our bench sucks ass
big time.
So it's like that's where we have all those big leads. It's like I know that they're gonna let somebody come back at the end of the games because they're gonna get tired. The starter's gonna get tired. The bench is not gonna do that much, but they've been doing a lot better these past.
With Corey Brewer, but my point is, I get it. Like, hey, listen, Zaire Smith hasn't even shown up yet. Markelle Fultz, he's going to As much as we are optimistic and not optimistic, he's going to occupy a roster.
Just give me something.
Hold on. We're not going down the post lane.
No. See, he's saying what I've been saying.
That's all.
Everybody keeps talking about this newfound poem palace, and it's just like you're just teasing me with it. It's like teasing. This is like you teasing me. And he's behind the camera making noise. But we're in a season where we have players actually. We need players. We don't need people that's just sitting on the bench occupying the space.
You're right, but he's going to take off.
The thing with
Corey Brewer is you got him on a 10-day. You know why? Because you have an extra. Like there was, they had a zero. They had an empty. They had an empty roster spot. Mm-hmm. And they're saying they're going to sign him for another 10-day. I'm like, just sign him for the rest of the year. Why not? He's going to give you minutes. I'd rather him be playing than Korkmaz. Korkmaz has a nice shot, but he can't defend anybody.
Remember, he demanded to be traded.
Right.
I want to be traded.
But like at this point, you know, Korkmaz is not coming back.
Get me out of here.
Korkmaz is not coming back. So you don't have anything invested in him, and he doesn't play any defense. We're weak at defense. Our offense is fine.
Even it's their bench. It's our bench we have to work on.
Overall,
and our offense is not fucking fine with 20-plus turnovers per game.
No, I understand
our
that.
And our defense has
but
to play better.
Since Butler came here, they're the sixth best offense in points per 100.
The bottom line
but
is
you still are averaging fucking 20 turnovers per game, which will only get you to the same round we had a bunch of busters getting us to the second round of the playoffs.
Now, we could stay on the Sixers forever because I love talking about it, but I want to move on to the NFC and AFC title games.
Yes,
so the NFC title games kind of... So before we get to the Kansas City one, I thought the Saints would win. I was surprised. I was interested. I did hear the repeat of the Sports Blizzard last week.
Right.
And what Hollis said exactly happened. He said they would Rams would win, and he was right on that. And actually, you were really dead on about the Kansas City game, which I'll get to that in a second. But so the Saints lose. The pass interference call was bullshit.
Yeah.
But that's not why they lost the game.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, why don't you stop him from fucking scoring?
If I get that first down, I'm running the clock down, and the last fucking play you will see is me kicking the game-winning field goal.
Yeah, because they had two timeouts left.
Put it this way, it was so fucking egregious.
Yes.
And it was a helmet-to-helment.
It was horrible.
It was helmet-to-helmet.
There was three calls.
The ball was like 4 or 5 yards away. He knocked the shit out of dude. The fucking dude who did make the call.
Admitted it.
It was Phil McKinley. Mm-hmm. He's a former offensive lineman for who?
The Rams.
You know what aggravated me about that whole game though, as I'm watching that?
Yeah.
I'm like, the Eagles should have beat either one of these teams.
Well, they did.
That's what aggravated me.
We beat the Rams, but the Saints when it was like they kicked our rumps the first time, and then we fought tooth and nail with them the last time, and we came up short.
You know what's okay? Next year the Super Bowl's in a much better place. It's in Miami. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Miami, because we'll be in Miami next year.
Oh, yeah.
But so Saints lose. Sorry, I don't care. I hate the Saints. Fuck you. Yeah. But you were dead on. Listen, I hate the Patriots, but I'm not going to have a second-year quarterback's not going to be Tom Brady. Exactly. That's not going to happen. But what you said was dead on how the Patriots' running game is going to destroy the Chiefs. Because I listened to him. I'm like, he was exactly right, because that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, he was
just decimated him.
And in the mortal words of my constituent here, Pops, they lined up in Dogie and just ran right over.
They did.
It was just like, when you look at the play, because what made me think about it was when I watched them play against San Diego, and they were running old school like trap plays and plays where they was double teaming the guys inside who don't see double teams all the time, because the one thing I was like, I'm gonna sit down and watch a game with you guys one time and show you what I'm talking about. It's like
that would be a treat.
What I'm talking about. It's like if you watch the blockers game, it's like did you saw the run I posted that was what I saw last week, and they was doing that all up and down the field.
Yeah.
And I knew when you get to the ball being that cold, your offense is gonna sputter a little bit unless you churn out a running game and you can stop the run.
Because
it would have got ugly had they not tried to get cute. With the pass play,
yeah.
So it's like where everybody keeps talking about like the Colin Hurd guy,
Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, he gonna tell him something. He's like, I feel like the Chiefs are gonna win because they have all the weapons and this and that. And then so then Dave Wansdale said, nah, he's like, it's still old school. You have to be able to stop the run and run the ball. And these type of conditions, yeah. And it's like, cause playing Madden, when you play this guy right here,
yeah.
Once he gets the lead, he's running the ball down your fucking throat. Yeah, you have to stop him. If you don't stop him, you can't get the ball back. That's what, you know what?
Jumping quarters defense, I'm not fucking passing.
We gotta do a Madden tournament.
Yeah, but see, that's what, remember when we was talking about whose fault it was we lost the game against the Saints in the playoffs? We lost that game because we lost the game because
the third quarter drive.
Yeah. And they was running the ball at us, and then they was kept on getting those 30 longs, and we refused to pressure the quarterback, and he was playing 7-on-7 out there. You know what 7-on-7 is? That's with all the receivers and the DBs, no offensive, defensive line, and the quarterback just standing back there until somebody gets open. And if you don't pressure a quarterback and get him off his spot, that's what it will be, sir.
And I didn't want the Chiefs to win because I was like, I don't want Andy Reid to win.
Yeah, well, see,
I really didn't. I really didn't. And on top of that, I didn't want the Saints to win.
Right.
And I got to be honest with you, I don't want the Rams to win the Super Bowl.
So then, why are you going to watch anything?
No, see, no, Pops, I think Pops shits. Is getting no. where because I noticed this a lot. Now, I was in New Orleans with Connie. It was great. Uh-huh. We sat next to each other. Connie was really nervous at the end of the game.
She was cheating on me, sitting with someone away.
Well,
I'm from your out-of-town husband.
You say this all the time, but she always...
It was her idea.
Oh. Yeah. But
yeah, she's playing both of you guys. So now you know.
Typical.
Now you guys know about each other, so she doesn't have to break news to you guys.
For as much shit as we have talked the last year, it sounds like these Saints fans got under some of our Eagles brethren's skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get, like, I would... The Saints have a legit fan base. The Rams, we all, did you see this clip of the Rams fans watching at the bar?
And they're
hugging.
Did you see the Rams fan in the Saints audience was like crying and stuff? I was like, dude, it's not a Michael Jackson concert.
No.
The hell are you doing?
No, did you see this? There is the Saints video of the Saints fans going nuts at the end of the game.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes after the field goal. I know that feeling when I was at the vet when, what's his name, ran by me against Tampa Bay when I was at the 50-yard line.
Jared Vicious.
I could feel him. I can still feel the win. I was that close on the field,
right by me, and Barry Garner was ever going to get to him.
I think we were three rows off the field that game, me and my brother. Still, oh god.
But it's like, hey, I'm happy the Saints lost, but the Rams have. I just feel the Rams have no chance against.
What? You know what?
And I want to be the only team to beat the Patriots.
The Rams have no chance.
But the line would tell you differently.
Yeah, but they do have a chance to beat them. But peep this though.
Okay.
You remember when Spygate was first implemented when they first started?
Yeah, like 07 or 06.
No. Spygate was in when they went. Who was the first Super Bowl that the Patriots won?
They beat the Rams.
That's how far the spy game goes.
But you know what, though? But before we start that,
okay.
I think it's a conspiracy because during the time that they won, that was right around the time of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a commentator say something like, wouldn't it be patriotic for the Patriots to win the Super Bowl? This was like in September around the time
Shouldn't
that it
the
happened.
Giants have won then?
No.
Patriotic.
If you want patriotic, then the Eagles should have won because that's where this country was founded.
Yes.
Don't give me that bullshit about a goddamn conspiracy.
Take that conspiracy,
shove it up your ass.
We are the first state.
Good luck.
I'll give you something to be good luck with.
Okay.
All right.
This is awkward.
Okay.
This just turned awkward.
Because
that's next show to be awkward.
Yeah, a little bit. But at the end of the day, a lot of the stuff that goes on within these games, it goes back to the referee Tom Donahue from the NBA.
NBA, yeah.
When he gave his deposition. Yeah, his deposition. Mm. He was talking about how a lot of referees they call the game based on feeling, and I feel it's true. Like with all sports, like the guy that told Cam Newton, you don't get that call. This is in a game.
Yeah.
It was blatant call, a blatant roughing the passer.
Yeah.
And the referee looked down at him and told him, you don't get that call.
But see,
and how about the referee that actually patted Tom Brady on the ass during the game?
Maybe he liked his ass.
Like,
how about the referee telling the Saints at one time, y'all are going to win anyway?
Yeah. Or the referee that came in the locker room and got Brett Favre fucking
autographed on the ball.
Real quick is that we wind on, and no one cares about the Pro Bowl, right, unless you're betting on it. Or you're hanging out, right?
Yeah, pretty much that's it.
Anything, before I go over our sponsors, anything I missed you want to touch on real quick? Hollis, anything?
Only that the referees are supposed to be the one fair thing in the game, in all the games. And I find every every professional sport nowadays is talking about the referee, and we're not allowing people to criticize them. And I was like, if you're going to do a job, you're supposed to do it right and fair down the line. It's like, you're not supposed to have a fucking favorite. You're supposed to be out there for officiating. You're not supposed to be out there with a favorite with an agenda. Nobody gives a fuck about your agenda. You have two teams, especially and what we got going on now with the Saints, with this call with the Saints, because somebody was like, they had never seen a call more egregious. I say go back to the Dallas game, the opening kickoff where it was clearly a fumble and we clearly recovered. That was a more egregious no call. So when the dust settles, we need to get some better officiating, and if they're going to do the job, they need to be able to be criticized too.
That's right. Yep. That's absolutely right.
We didn't go on. You want to add real quick?
Not really. Well, yeah, I want to double down on my conspiracy scenes.
Yeah.
You don't like
Well, let me guess. We didn't land on the moon either?
Damn right.
We landed on the moon.
Damn right.
No, but
what I'm coming at it, or what I'm trying to get you to, what I'm trying to convey is that with Roger Goodell being in office, Spygate was never investigated like
totally.
He does everything else.
Yeah.
And the irony of it is that is his former fucking mentor.
Boom.
And not only that, when he purchased the team, he purchased it for right around, what, $300 million?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And after they beat the Eagles mm-hmm. in their third Super Bowl, they were $1.2 or maybe $2.1 billion. And if you look at it in that way, that's more like insider trading, for the simple fact is you increase your revenue, you increase your profit by 1,000%. The person that was running the league and had most of the control, which was Roger Goodell, he helped facilitate it by destroying the evidence that he had, and then not only that, I mean, come on now.
Our next new podcast, Conspiracies
That's
with
right.
Rob.
That's right.
That'll be the new one.
Well, no, you
I
know,
got
you
what
know,
the fight over what website that's going
to
be on.
Yeah, I got more because.
But not but to help you out, that he did destroy all the information.
Yeah, he did.
But there was an extensive. If you want to look at it,
that's insider trading.
The extensive investigation will show you how much of a dirtbag they was.
Mike Diaz, we'll talk about that on my show. We'll go into that. Mike Diaz, you know, if you want to promote all your other ongoings, your different podcasts, because you're just a man around town. But anything else besides that you want to add or promote?
I do. I was so fired up for that Eagles Saints game. All right, but I am.
I knew they were going to lose.
I thought they had a chance.
Randy Cloud, son of an onion.
But I thought that I'm happy that it's kind of done. Now and I can focus squarely.
You're not getting those phone calls from someone yelling at you. What's wrong with you? You didn't do this.
No,
asshole.
I don't get yelled at anymore.
You know what? It's and I think a lot of people had that same sigh of relief. They was like, we had the tremendous ride, and we've still been going. We've been riding that tremendous high since the Super Bowl last year, and it's like something's like, oh, is it over? You sure?
That's right. Well, what happens is, Hollis, and you know this sometimes because you've been with us in London and you show up at our tailgates
right.
and you do promo stuff that, like, you know, I'm a fan first.
Wait,
I'm a fan
wait,
first.
You
and then we
like
do all
he's unwanted neighbor. What the fuck?
No. We're talking on sports business. I'm talking about Green Legion, like the work that we have to do.
The
glad handing and the shaking hands and
kissing babies.
And kissing babies and being polite. And all I really want to do is, like, you know, talk and get ready for the game.
Not the personal mic, but that just sounds like he was uninvited or unwanted.
No, he's always. I wish he was with us every week.
Save this for the next show. We're going to need a lot of filler.
Now I'm back focused purely on the Sixers for the next 4 months.
Oh boy, I cannot
great.
Wait to
I'm
going to
be more annoying, more aggressive.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Philly influencer, I love.
Yeah.
Since you're on his show all the time, why don't you drag him in here first? Come on with us one
I'm
time.
I'm sure he would love
Bring
to Sean come
Bryce in.
All right. Well,
we can
we'll
have
come
two
in.
Broadcast journalists.
Last night, actually, we had.
I've never had the opportunity to meet him, but I like his work.
All right. Yeah. Sure. I'll bring him in.
Because we need. Yeah. Just whenever.
I got a quick question for you before we end the show.
Yeah. Sure.
When the fuck is Markelle Fultz going to play?
I don't know.
Should not be the name of
I don't
the
know,
show.
But I can't wait because he's going to be terrific.
Now see. I read in a psychiatric study that if I say that, when the fuck is Markelle Fultz going to play? But if I say, when the fuck is Markelle Fultz going to play, bitch, it hurts a little bit more.
It doesn't
so
hurt
when
me
the,
at all.
When the fuck is Markelle going to
no,
play,
No, because
bitch?
I've been patient about these issues in the past, and I've always come out on top.
Like
I,
when?
Listen.
Okay. I got to wind the show down.
Hit our sponsors.
I want to get to our sponsors. Of course, you got to thank Miller Lite because we all love drinking Miller Lite. But if you're not, when you're not drinking Miller Lite, you got to drink Yards, which is their, we got their brewing Northern Liberties. And if you're not drinking Miller Lite and you're not drinking Yards, Stateside Vodka, the distillery right here in Fishtown, which we all love. and I always got to plug the Quinn sisters because we love anytime you talk about stateside, you got to talk about the Quinn sisters. Bucks County Baseball Company, 422 Jeep in Limerick. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, except the one on Delaware Ave, when they open up come the springtime. Our favorite place, Delilah's. Bourbon Blue in Manayunk. The Bayou and Cactus in Manayunk. Manayunk Sports and Social Club. Our boy Ken Davies, City Fitness, all their locations. Northern Liberties, Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and East Market. And that will do it for episode 12 of the Sports Blizzard.
The Cunningham one.
The Cunningham one.
The Cunningham episode.
And yeah, and if Robbie don't get his shit together next week, the Tank will be quarterbacking the motherfucking show.
You can do it if you want a quarterback, and we'll get him back here doing this.
Yeah. I don't have to do all that. I'll just quarterback from over here, and I'll point to you when I need you.
And on that note,
so you won't point at you.
Well, on that note, we'll see you guys next week. Good night, everybody.
TTP.
Hey, Jill.